So this is our first time out of California, and I know many of you are actually from California, relocated, I don't know, for freedom probably, I'm guessing, in a better economy. But thank you all for coming out on a Saturday morning, and like I said, I'm really thankful to have Rumble and the different media outlets that are carrying this live. But most importantly, we have two of the greatest congressmen here from North Carolina. If you guys don't know Virginia Fox, she's actually the only lady in Washington, man or woman or ex or whatever Biden calls it now. But she's the only one I'm actually afraid of.
So hey, me too. What do you know? Yeah,
she's very, very tough. And of course, you guys all know Dan Bishop. But welcome, Virginia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And Dan Bishop, one of the new members you've sent us from North Carolina. You guys continue to send us great members. We're going to interview the chair of the North Carolina Party here in just a few minutes. But I want to start with, I was amazed yesterday, Virginia, went up through your district and ran into all these Californians and New Yorkers and New Jersey. What's going on? You guys are being overwhelmed.
Coming here for freedom. Getting out of the oppressive states and coming to North Carolina. That's what it is. Now, we don't want them to bring California culture, though. We want them to adapt to the North Carolina culture, right?
Exactly. Virginia's right. Of course, I came to Congress from the North Carolina legislature, where we've had a Republican majority for now entering our second decade. And although we've had a governor who has ruled by decree, but we've had a legislature that takes him on, and we've made great strides for this state. It is a state that values freedom, as Virginia said. So I think that's one of the reasons. And of course we have a number of other states, South Carolina, Florida, that are the center of freedom right now.
Yeah, and I want to thank the local legislators who came here. Also, I appreciate you guys coming out on a Saturday morning. So let's get into this economy here. You're seeing an influx of people that are essentially leaving places where you don't have as much freedom, like California. Well, in California, we don't even have power anymore, but that's a whole other issue. But how long has this been going on that people have been basically migrating down here from New York, New Jersey?
You know, if you look at information ALEC puts out, for example, it states that have followed fiscal restraint, that have kept controlled taxes, that's where it began, I think. And we've seen that emerge over the course of the last decade. But the pandemic really brought it out. And you see, and I've heard officials for the city of Charlotte, which is pretty blue and pretty woke, and I think they're having their own loss into surrounding areas like Union County, which I represent. People are getting away from these clamped-down dictatorial sources of authority that are inconsistent with human flourishing.
It's been happening a long time because we've been gaining one congressional seat per decade for the last three decades. And so the seat California lost, I guess we got, or the seat New York lost, we got. But it's such a desirable place to live, and we want to live here. It actually started this last little time in March of 2020. I went to the grocery store in Little Banner Elk, North Carolina, and saw all these cars with foreign license tags on them. And the people in the grocery store talked to me about that. They said, "Where are all these people coming from? Where are all these people coming from? We're worried about this."
Did they have funny accents, Virginia?
They had funny accents, right.
Like my accent, I guess. See, no, we think you guys have
you
funny accents.
We don't have an accent.
Well, I want to switch this up because we're lucky to have Virginia, who is the top Republican on the Education Committee, and Dan Bishop, who have been working on this new theory that I had never heard of before until just recently, critical race theory. But Virginia, walk us through how you see this, how you see it playing out, not only in North Carolina, right, but in the rest of the country.
Yeah. Devin has done a really good job of explaining how socialism is coming in and how the media controls it. You all already know that. A lot of people understand it, but he's done a great job of outlining it here. But the other thing that socialists have to do, and they control the media, we know that. They will control your guns, we know that. But the most pernicious thing they do is control education. And they've been doing that for a long time under the radar. Now they've come out full-fledged. Carolina hired Hannah Jones. to come in, right? And then rescinded it. She wants to come in.
So just for the audience out there, I know here in North Carolina you guys are familiar with Jones, but what, for the folks watching all across the country right now, who is this?
She wrote the 1619 Project.
Right, central author. Mm-hmm.
And she
for the New York Times.
That's right, for the New York Times. And she wants that to be the curriculum in our culture. Well, we had the Secretary of Education in the committee on Thursday, and the Republican members of the committee let him know, we are not going to allow the federal government to control the curriculum. The word education is not in the Constitution, folks. But the federal government, again, has gotten itself the camel's nose under the tent into education year after year after year. Now they want to put in critical race theory. And we have let him know, in no uncertain terms, we're not going to let that to happen. But we've got the other side pushing it hard. And by the way, they have only a tiny majority in the House, four people.
But they're very aggressive. And
they
fight. They open up front after front after front that we've got to confront them on. But in Virginia, you're saying the fact is what people have discovered is critical race theory, critical social theory, you can consider critical social justice. It goes by a number of different terms. But it's advanced far more than any of us should be comfortable with. That's why I've got two bills. One is a companion bill to Senator Tom Cotton's bill that specifically focuses on the United States military, where we're seeing troubling indications that this is suffusing, you know, being trained, people are being trained on this fundamentally racist idea that every race is endemically either an oppressor or an oppressed, and it's horrendous.
And Dan, I think that's an important piece of legislation, because if some of you have seen just over the course of the last couple weeks, the testimony that the Secretary of Defense has given, a former general, four-star general, and then even General Milley, who's Chairman of Joint Chiefs, almost acting like they've read this stuff.
I mean,
this is what we're teaching our men and women in the military.
And the implicit premise in what he says is it credits it. It treats it as though white rage is a thing that should have any respect in this society. Instead, it is critical that we take this on at every level of government. And I compliment the legislators who are here in the state legislature, because the House has a bill and it needs to pass the Senate right away.
Yeah. And the formula for this is to say, all right, we've been a racist country. Now the only way to solve that is to have a reverse racism.
Yeah, that's
exactly what they want to do. No, that's not what we want. We are not systemically a racist country. We are the most open, kind, good place in the world. Have we made mistakes? Yes. But there cannot be any mistake about it. We're the greatest country in the world, and we're not going to let people mess it up. We're just not going to do that.
So where does it go from here? What are we going to see over the next year from the Democrats in the House, Virginia? What are they going to try to push through with the Education Committee?
They're going to continue to push this. The way they do it, again, you got to remember, it's very pernicious money. So they're going to put out grant money, just like we had during the President Obama administration. Grant money, race to the top, which accomplished absolutely nothing. This won't accomplish things anyway, except to make people be doubtful about themselves. Americans should never be doubtful. We should never be doubtful about our philosophy and about who we are. We are the freest country in the world. Devin points that out. And they want to take freedom away from us. We cannot allow that to happen.
It is very elemental, there's so many open battlefronts that we're having to contend with at once. But Virginia hit on it. It's left to Republicans to defend the foundational, traditional concept of freedom as the way to maximize human flourishing in society. That's what our Constitution stands for. The left today, it's not as though Democrats and Republicans are on basically the same message with slightly different ideas about how to get there. Today's left wants to accumulate and use power to fundamentally transform this society. Now, whatever exactly they think that's leading to, you know, it scares the hell out of me. And I just know that one of the things that's kind of, it's great to be here with you, Devin, is I can't think of anybody who has emerged as a more tenacious fighter for the principles and the ideals that we stand for than you, and who has called out what the attacks that we face.
Well, I thank you for that, and that's why we're taking this Freedom Tour on the road, and we want to stop here in North Carolina for the first time. I spent a lot of time here over the last 4 years, but you know, just because it was so critical. And thank you, by the way, for when we kept this state in the red column, and thank you to all of you for all the work.
Great job.
A lot of party
terrific
chairs.
Job, everybody.
But we've got more to do in 2022.
So the final question, because I think people need to understand. On this critical race theory, and if you guys saw Biden the other day, this new whispering thing. Okay, so
very strange.
Very, very strange. But what you need to know is, remember when he whispered about 1.9 trillion? But so, Virginia, you're scaring me, because my guess is that's a slush fund passed with all Democrat votes.
Exactly.
My guess is that money is going to go to hire people to promote this crazy theory.
Exactly. No, exactly.
That's the
and
kind.
Again, and the whisper, while it's so weird, think about that whisper as sort of the way they do things, right? They're getting it in a very subversive way. And that's why we have to be watching that. You know, for the most part, Republicans, I mean, these guys tease me about being so tough. I'm just straightforward. And for the most part, conservatives are straightforward. We tell the truth. We don't have to whisper. We tell the truth. And they don't like the truth. And they don't like to hear us stand up. So that's why it's so important for you not only stand up for yourself, but to help educate others. People ask me all the time, what can I do? What can I do? Educate other people. Explain to them what is happening and say, no, we're, you know, Jefferson said we might have to have a revolution every once in a while. This might be the time in a good way now, not with arms, but we're going to take back our country in a way that says to people, see these documents, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, they mean something. Now, if you haven't read them, read them. Read Devin's book. Help people understand how this is happening in such a pernicious way. We got to fight it. We just got to fight it.
At no point in my lifetime has it been more critical for every person to be in the battle. So when people ask, as Virginia said, and I get it a lot too, I've never sensed such intensity, because people understand what's going on in so many aspects. The nature of the election we just had, all the crazy stuff, the radical things that a 5-vote majority is pursuing in Congress. Every single person has to be watching and get involved. Go to your school board meetings. Get out there and do it. God bless all of you guys, and God bless Devin.
Well, thank you, everybody. And judging by the crowd here coming out on Saturday morning, we're well on our way. Virginia
Fox
and Dan Bishop, thank you for being here.
Thank you, guys.